and then you're going ahead with it, and across the water they seem to make progress, but you didn't. What is the exact position as of 9:29 this morning?
The strike is going ahead. I'm at a picket line in the Royal Victoria Hospital at the moment. There's a fair crowd. Ambulance workers will be called out at 12 noon today. Disappointingly, we didn't have that engagement that we expected with the Department of Health. They talked about being prepared to talk, but not sitting down.
So the ambulance guys, they come out at 12. Other NHS staff on strike, I think, from 9 to 9. What sort of colleagues do you have around you at the moment? What are their roles in the NHS?
I'm looking at some laboratory staff, some pharmacists, some maintenance staff, catering staff, security staff. So a fair range of people.
And what does it take to get those people to work all day, every day?
It involves a pay review body which was established by government to ensure this type of situation doesn't happen. They make an independent recommendation about pay, and the government undertakes to pay that. The government have reneged on this. The Northern Ireland government have reneged on this. And that's what it would take for the government to honour their commitments. They pay the money for the pay review body to exist. They buy the decision off them, and then they ignore it. Is this further waste in the health service?
So how close are we to having it resolved?
Well, the words coming out of the department are they don't want to talk about this year's pay review body, so it remains unresolved. I understand my colleagues in other trade unions will be joining us in March for a combined effort, so things will get worse before they get better.
And how,
unless the department sit down and talk to us.
And how is that impacting today on the customer, on the client, on the patient, whatever you like to call them in this modern age?
We're trying to minimise the disruption to clients and patients, maximise the disruption to management of the service. So it's for management to try and cope with this situation and for them to be realistic and tell the government they can't sustain this. This thing has to be resolved. But it's within the gift of Minister Wales.
But obviously there'll be people who'll have an appointment cancelled today, or maybe some surgery cancelled today, or a step taken that they've been, I suppose, stealing themselves for regarding a visit to the hospital. That will be stood aside because there are people standing on the picket line at the Falls or the Grosvenor Road or wherever else across the province.
Well, I think the disruption to patients will be minimal, and that's not our aim. So provision has been made for those people. So I don't expect too much of the general public to be suffering in this. This is targeted at the management structures of the health service.
And if it's not really affecting the customer, then the question would be, how vital is the work that those people are doing when they're standing on the picket line? It's not affecting the people who are on the receiving end of the treatment.
No, Frank, I think you misunderstand. What I'm saying is management have had to make provision to ensure that the people aren't suffering. They would suffer if there wasn't if it wasn't managed properly, but this gives them the difficulty. So people are being inconvenienced, but it should be correctly managed by the health service. We don't aim to... Our beef is not with the general public. In fact, we would seek the support and understanding of the general public. This is about standing up for a good health service, and that needs proper pay for workers there. So this is a vital part of the health service.
But if it's not inconveniencing the clients and the customers, and management have gone the extra mile to ensure that no one is inconvenienced, then they must have someone carrying out your role. Management couldn't do it all themselves. I'm sure management's not looking after security today or working out the formula in the laboratory. So who's doing the work instead of these people who are off for the 12 hours?
Well, we're not the only trade union in the health service, so there are workers who have chosen to stay and work today. And they, obviously they will be doing their role and be able to, if you like, cover those roles.
But does that not defeat the purpose of one trade union's doing the work of the striking trade union?
It's not an ideal situation, but that's where we are. Other unions, I can't speak for how they chose to deal with the industrial action in Northern Ireland.
But does it not suggest that you're on the wrong track if other workers feel that maybe we should continue working until we get it resolved and live in a world of reality whereby we face the financial consequences of budgetary reform and indeed health reform in general?
No, I don't think so. I think what we would say is our union might in fact be out in front and leading. We understand that other unions are at this point balloting for industrial action to come on board and looking at a full day of action on the 13th of March.
And one other thing, from 12 o'clock when the ambulance operators go on strike, if an elderly lady falls in the street in the ice this afternoon, will an ambulance come to lift her or not?
I would expect an ambulance will come to lift her.
So that would be seen as an emergency situation. So what will they not be doing?
There'll be less ambulance staff there, so it'll be thinner on the ground. We will have provision in the case where those people, where there are emergencies that only our members could do, then they will respond in an emergency situation. What they won't be doing is normal client-patient transport and transfer from unit to unit. So non-emergency stuff may not go ahead today.
And are you getting
certainly the emergency calls will be answered.
And do you feel you're getting support there in the West? Are the cars beeping as they go past? Are they beeping horns of support or horns of fury?
I think it's all horns of support. There's a lot of support and a lot of welcome comments, even from people, bypassers.
All right. Okay, Kevin, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Frank.
Kevin McAdam on. There's another horn beeping. I sometimes wonder, is that always support?